US 99.5. It's 7:08 with Drew. Showers early, sunny, and 85 for the high. It's 74 downtown.
Drew, what's up, man? It's Chris Lane.
Hi, pal. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
We are excited to see you Sunday night, and it's not like you have anything happening. Oh, yeah, your brand new album, Girl Problems, is out today.
I'm so excited, man. I can't believe the day is finally here.
I'm sure that this has been months and months and months and years in the making, and now that it's out, your overwhelming emotion is?
I'm crying right now.
Tears of joy.
Lane, I love you. Yes. So while you were in the studio working on the album, you said that you noticed a trend that every song seemed to be about a type of girl, and that's why you named your album Girl Problems. So are you saying you date a lot, or is there a specific girl in your life?
Tina wants to know, Chris.
Well, you know what?
I'm single. I want to know.
Yeah, you know what? I'm single and looking, so...
Hey!
Hey, we have something in common.
There we go. I started this thing on my bus, on my Snapchat, the Bachelor Bus Edition, and what I do is for the single guys in the band, I will pay for a date, and I'll give all the girls, I'll let them know everything they need to know about the specific individual.
Okay.
The response on it has been absolutely craziness, so I'm going to start doing it at least once every week, if not once every other week.
So not only are you worrying about being yourself on stage and everything with your fans, you're a matchmaker for your guys in your band?
I'm a matchmaker. I'm the million-dollar matchmaker.
That's probably because you have a very big guilty pleasure, the show The Bachelor, right?
What? Are you into The Bachelor?
I heard you have a huge crush on JoJo Fletcher. Am I right?
Yes, you got it.
We talked about the finale earlier on the show this week. How do you feel about her choosing Jordan over Robbie?
You know what? As long as she's happy, I guess, in the end, that's all that matters. But, you know
that is such a line, Chris. Come on.
Honestly, though, Chris, if you would have went on the show this season, oh, my God, hands down, you would have won.
I would have certainly been a better choice.
Oh, hands down.
Things we want to know about Chris Lane. You're a new superstar in country music, okay? You got a whole show going on. You're on tour, but everybody still has to do chores. What's the one chore you hate doing, but you still have to do it yourself?
Good Lord, clean up after the guys in my band on the bus.
Okay, stop doing that. You know, let them be, right? Or tell them, hey, clean up or you're out.
Yeah, I should start making that rule, but I have this weird thing where I hate when the curtains on the bunks are open.
Yes.
I feel like their germs from their bunk is kind of like crawling out and floating in the air. So every time I walk on the bus, I walk straight to the bunk area, start closing all the curtains.
Chris, if you could learn to do anything, what would it be?
Play better golf.
When was the last round you got in?
Last week, actually.
Any celebrities you've been golfing with recently?
Right now, it's the Rascal Flatts guys. I mean, I'm out on tour with them, but they love golf as much as I do, and we usually go play every day before the show. So it's been a dream tour for me. Golf during the day, music at night, it don't get no better.
Absolutely. The album is out today. It's Girl Problems, and we want to know, what is the number one most played song? If we looked on your phone right now, what have you been playing? Is it a Chris Lane song? Is it another band that you're rocking? What are you loving these days?
Yeah, well, I'm really into the Keith Urban record.
Oh, Ripcord.
Wasted time.
Yeah, I've always been a huge Keith Urban fan. I mean, he inspired me to want to even learn how to play the guitar, so.
So I know you have a twin brother named Corey. How often do you two get mixed up?
Every single show. I mean, I probably get 20, 30 tags a night of people saying, just met Chris Lane, and it's a picture of my twin brother.
Do you hate it, or do you just laugh it off?
I just laugh it off and think, well, I guess I'm meeting so many more people.
Flip it around. Chris, after the show, that would give you the ability to go out in the crowd, put a ball cap on, and if anyone approached you like, oh, yeah, that's my brother, I'm just Corey, and then they leave you alone.
Oh,
so
totally.
You could be incognito.
I didn't even think of that.
I should do that.
You should.
You know what? Let's make it a plan for that to happen on Sunday night. What do you think?
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's do it.
One thing on your bucket list you're going to take care of before December 31st, 2016.
I hope to go to the Virgin Islands this year.
Oh, that would be beautiful. Anywhere on a vacation with beach and water and sunshine and nothing else.
Yes, I am down for that.
If you won the lottery tomorrow, what would be the first thing you would do?
Well, probably buy a brand new tour bus so I don't have to clean up after anybody.
You're not cleaning up after the guys. All of the curtains on the bunk beds are closed.
Yeah, and we have 10, so it's It's, you know, we got two bunks open, so if y'all ever need to come out on the road.
Hey.
Oh, I am totally taking you up on that. You don't even have to ask me twice.
All right, let's go.
But I'm thinking about that. I didn't know. There's 10 guys on the bus. Uh-huh. What's the number one rule on the bus for Chris Lane?
No number twos in the toilet.
Duh. It's true. Well, we are such fans of you, Chris Lane.
Thank you.
Girl Problems is out today, and we're just thrilled that we get to see you and love your country music on Sunday night.
Thank you, man. I really appreciate it.
Can't wait to meet you Sunday.
Take care, pal.
Yeah, I can't wait.